From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. This morning, Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge is expected to appear in court before Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin. She's being sued by a lawyer who says she's not letting the state's ballot initiative process work. As Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media reports, the lawsuit actually asks the Attorney General for a little help.
Since the last big election in November 2016, Attorney General Leslie Rutledge has rejected every proposed ballot initiative for this year's election, 70 times by one lawyer's count, 70 times in 70 attempts.
My name is Alex Gray, and I'm a partner at Steele Wright Gray and Hutchinson Law Firm.
Gray represents the groups behind two ballot efforts. One is the Committee to Restore Arkansans' Rights. It wants to define and restrict the state's claim of sovereign immunity, the state of Arkansas's immunity against ever being taken to court. The other is Driving Arkansas Forward. It wants to open four casinos in the state and drive some of that tax revenue to state roads. Now, the language for both of these ballot proposals has been rejected over and over without suggested new language. And Gray says that help is specifically provided for in the Constitution.
There's a part of the statute that where she can rewrite it, where she can approve and certify, and she doesn't use those parts of the statute.
A spokeswoman for the Attorney General, Nicole Waugh, tried but could not facilitate an interview for this broadcast, not with her boss, not with an attorney in the office, or even with herself. Gray's lawsuit was filed earlier this month. On Thursday, lawyer David Couch, the state's most prolific author of ballot initiatives, also filed a lawsuit, this one at the Arkansas Supreme Court.
Well, I think the Supreme Court needs to look at the proposed ballot titles and tell the Attorney General that you need to either accept one of those ballot titles, or if you think there's some language that should be included or excluded from that, rewrite the ballot title.
Couch has two minimum wage initiatives in the works for this year. One raises the minimum wage to $11 by 2021, the other to $12 by 2022. He modeled the draft language on his own successful minimum wage referendum in 2014, but Rutledge has repeatedly rejected his language this year. Gray himself cited these cases as perhaps the most egregious examples of what's going on.
The goalposts are constantly moving, and nobody knows how to get one of these certified. I mean, these are attorneys who have been working on this for several years and have a lot of experience doing this and have had several amendments and measures approved and certified previously, and everybody is just shocked and appalled at the conduct of the Attorney General.
In previous media reports, Rutledge and her staff have said the Supreme Court's decision late in the 2016 election cycle to pull a ballot measure, actually another casino measure, set a higher standard for ballot language.
But she's rejecting everything under saying that everything is misleading, and that's just not the case. This ballot title is that I submitted is not misleading. The text of the amendment is not misleading. It's a sentence long.
Couch is optimistic about Gray's chances before Judge Griffin, perhaps more so than his own. The Supreme Court has already dismissed a similar attempt made by Driving Arkansas Forward, the casino measure, and in 2016 it turned Couch down on a campaign finance measure he was trying to get on the ballot. If Griffin agrees with Gray, he may order the Attorney General to work with Gray and others to fashion appropriate language. He may ultimately decide that the prerogative of an Attorney General to simply reject a ballot measure without help is unconstitutional. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon,
Arkansas Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.